your dream home or just need a new lamp, Feis offers distinctive selections for every style and budget. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
What is work? Is work talking about working? Is work telling others to work? No, work is actually working with your hands and your brains. Work is building skyscrapers and drilling for oil. Work is loading ships and building submarines. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. And if you're serious about it, work is a pair of Red Wing boots on your feet. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Shop Jared the Gallery of Jewelry with five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Stop by one of their locations today or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear?
A lot of email people wanting to hear Funny Talking Man and Willie the Blues Man.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Not really. I made that up.
On sunny side of the street.
After the music, I'll tell you what I'm looking up right now on Google.
In shape with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Never had one lesson.
Oh.
Was that John Londo for the Duck Call?
Wow. I don't know.
That was as a young boy before he mastered the Duck Call.
He's a flautist. That sounded like him.
On the sunny side of the street.
See what I'm looking up here. Excuse me. Ever since I read that Simon Cowell had colonic irrigations, I just like 3 minutes ago, I thought, I'm going to look this up. Because I've heard, and it's usually these Hollywood types that have these colonics. You know, you never hear of your uncle or somebody going, yeah, I've got to go, I've got a colonic. Here's what it says. It says, colonic irrigation. Oh, by the way, welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, everybody. Colonic irrigation is also known as hydrotherapy of the colon. High colonic enterolavage, or simply a colonic. Let me go back to that
one. They shove a bunch of water up there,
I like that
they?
One. High colonic enterolavage. That's pretty fancy.
Is that what they do? They shove water up there?
And then yeah, they shoot it up there and then you shoot it out.
Let me finish. Oh. It is the process of cleansing the colon by passing several gallons of water through it with the use of special equipment.
Yeah.
It is similar to an enema, but it treats the whole colon, not just the lower bowel.
Ah.
This has the effect of flushing out impacted fecal matter, toxins, mucus, and even parasites,
mucus,
which often build up over the passage of time. It is a procedure that should only be undertaken by a qualified practitioner. So I was right, it's an enema.
Yeah,
it goes in from the bottom.
It's more water than
but you don't drink it.
No, they push it up your butt.
Well, somebody yesterday said, well, maybe you swallow it.
Oh, no. You drink the stuff and then it goes through like the stuff for your colonoscopy.
No. So I want to know more about this.
Yeah, that stuff for the colonoscopy is to flush your system before they go in there because so there's nothing left in there.
Well, what's this for? This is to flush your system.
But it's going up through the other way.
Oh.
Yeah, but it seems to me like it's making an extra trip up and back.
Yeah.
And why not go from the top down and out, and boom, you're done.
I think that stuff that they give you for a colonoscopy is like almost like just a laxative.
Okay, but what's the difference? Why isn't that sufficient? I mean, haven't you?
Because that's just your own body passing it, as opposed to this is what
quick and dirty.
Yeah, I mean this
quick
is going
and dirty.
Going in the other way.
So Simon Cowell. Next time you folks see Simon Cowell,
I want you
to think of a colonic. When you look at him, imagine him shoving
a
nozzle up his butt regularly. It said frequent colonics. I don't know what that means. Once a week, once a month, once a day. I don't know. But that's how If I see him again, I will not be able to get that out of my mind.
He's had gallons of water up his butt.
There's a guy who just recently shoved a nozzle up his butt and blew gallons of water.
They topped him off.
In through his rectum. Oh.
No wonder his t-shirts fit so well.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. No, he's not holding the water in. See? His t-shirts would be tight if you were holding the water.
Yeah, you don't keep it in there. You push it in there. You get it back out.
Yeah, you release it. Oh, my goodness. Oh. How in the world? And it says, should only be undertaken by a qualified practitioner. So he goes somewhere and has this done? I'll bet you he does it. I'll bet he does it himself. I bet it's like that Propofol Jackson thing. Oh. I bet he does.
I bet they can teach you to give yourself a colonic. Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Cowell.
Oh, good. Nice to see you again, Mr. Cowell. Drop your pants, bend over. We're ready for you. We've got. He probably has his own personalized nozzle, with his name on it, and it can't be like a regular bag because it says gallons.
Oh.
Yeah, a regular bag like those enema bags that doesn't hold gallons. I'm very intrigued by this. And remember, too, then, that he... Well, this is why he can have black toilet paper. No, he has black toilet paper. And this is the guy who did his biography and spent a lot of time with him. And in his home, he has black toilet paper. Well, of course it can be black. There's nothing there. He colonicked himself.
Oh.
Everything's out of there.
Didn't you just use a garden hose?
No. You gotta have a nozzle.
It's some kind of tubing, I think, to just shove up.
So that's enough. I think I've said enough about it. But look, if you're like me, you have to be curious when you see that Simon Cowell does colonic irrigations. And by the way, if you're at a cocktail party in Ladue and you want to really be high class, you remember the other word for it is a high colonic interlavage.
I think lavage just stands for a bath.
I thought it was a cracker.
No.
With butter that they give you before the meal.
Butter.
Give me some more of that lavage. What's that stuff called? It's something like that. I'm serious. It's like a thin, flat cracker, and it's got a name, kind of like it's called. I know what you're talking about. It's called lavash or something. It's very similar. I don't want to eat a cracker that sounds like this. Like it's part of
lavage, a washing, especially of a hollow organ, such as the stomach or lower bowel, with repeated injections
of
water.
Aren't all organs hollow? Really, think about it. Except the liver?
Oh.
Aren't they all hollow?
It looks pretty good in here right now.
Yeah, think about it. Stomach, hollow, assuming there's nothing in it.
I don't know, the heart has
lungs,
a bunch
hollow.
Of aortas and everything, and ventricles. And
okay.
Chris can enlighten us. She said she knows someone
does.
Does
Chris take colonics?
No, she doesn't, but she knows someone.
I'd love to talk to Chris. Chris, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great, and I'm aiming the PM.
Well, thank you. Everybody should be. So what are we missing here?
Okay, my stepdaughter gets these all the time because she's all real healthy and everything.
Well, hold on. She gets them because she's huffy?
Healthy.
Healthy.
She's all, like, she works out and she's good. But she swears she feels so much better. She also gets on the scale when she gets home and she loses, like, 5 pounds every time. Because it really doesn't...
Well, I need to do this about four times a day.
Yeah,
I need about eight of them right now.
Probably got 20 pounds.
Yeah. It's like, she says, like, if you don't, the reason you want to do it at a doctor's, not try it on your own, is like, you can cramp up really bad if you don't do it right. So
you're getting the big kick out of your daughter cramping.
It's just funny because it is gross, but it's, since I had this expertise vicariously through my stepdaughter, I wanted to help the gang out there,
All right, so let me ask you a question. How often does your stepdaughter do this?
Well, she used to do it, like, almost once a month, but I guess to save money, she cut back.
Did she tell you what it cost to get a colonic?
I don't remember. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't like it was, much more than 50 or 60 bucks at the most.
Wow.
I
would charge more than that to do that to somebody. I would charge you a lot more. If you're coming into me and I got to get in your butt, I'm not doing it for 50 bucks.
No, they don't stay in there with you. They put the thing, they insert the thing, and then they leave you.
Oh, that's even worse.
You go to town, and it takes about an hour.
An hour?
Oh, come on.
An hour with that thing in your butt?
Well, it's like,
they turn the water up there.
Well, imagine if you have your hose and you're cleaning something off, like, that's stuck on your patio or whatever.
Like
your
a power washer.
Like that. So, you can't so, just so be done me, in 5 minutes.
All right, so let me ask you this. It's going in and then coming out continuously
right.
at the same time.
Yeah, because and you have to, you know, push it out or else it'll cramp up. I mean, not to be gross, but you have to literally push it out because if you forget or if your muscles get weak and you stop pushing, you'll start cramping up, she told me.
If I worked at a doctor's office as like a helper or technician and they said, you're in charge of colonics, I'd quit right there. I'd go, no, I'll do something else. I'll restock the Band-Aid jar. I'll put new rubber gloves in the office. I'll write people up on paper when they walk in or have, fill out this form. I'm not doing a colonic thing. I'm not working in that part. That
well,
is...
she's kind of cute, so maybe you wouldn't mind if it was her. But yeah, if it was like... you know, Peon or Dan, maybe it would be kind of weird.
Oh,
dude,
wow.
But,
wait a minute.
I don't want to do it
wait
with
a
anybody.
Minute.
Cute,
that sounds
ugly,
like a
fat,
slam.
Skinny. I don't care who they are. I don't want to perform that procedure on them because it's kind of disgusting. And I wonder, and let me ask you, do you think that it's really that good? Has it changed her life that much? I mean, you obviously haven't done it, and she's told you about it.
Well, I want to do it, but I'm kind of afraid. But I, you know, I really would like to do it because, yeah, she's very healthy, and you know, the only reason she stopped doing it is because of the cost.
If I thought that I could lose, like she's not a big girl, is she? Is she overweight?
No, she's in really good shape.
Okay,
so for her to lose 5 pounds is huge.
Okay, that means I should lose like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm serious. If I thought I could go in there. I would let them do that for me if I would walk out 40, 50 pounds.
Man, that
lighter.
Means you're full of it.
No, that's just because the average person has about 5 pounds of stuff in there.
Where does all that stuff go when it comes out?
In a bucket.
In a bucket.
Yeah, it comes
bucket.
Back out, yeah.
Oh, no.
No, it yeah, comes back out a
really
tube,
bad.
Doesn't it?
This is disgusting.
Doesn't it, the water comes in a tube and then it comes back out in a tube, doesn't it?
But they have to put it into something.
No, I would think it just kind of flushes on out your cavity.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It just
in other words,
like
think of it as putting a hose in a long piece of hollow pipe that's capped at one end. It would just kind of
exactly.
go in and come out, go in, come out. You're just washing it out.
Yeah, and I've heard that the therapist or whoever stands there with you always looks to see what's coming out to make sure.
She just
cleanse.
Said that they walked out and left her.
Really?
Yeah, they don't stay.
They don't stay. They stick the thing in and go, see you in an hour.
Can you have them stay if you want?
Oh, you
I'm
sick.
Sure
you
are
sick.
Sick. No, I'm assuming the people that go a lot would want, maybe they get a rapport with the technician.
Heck no. What are you going to talk about when they're in there?
Well,
how's everything looking?
Crappy rapport.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Well, I'm glad you called, Chris. A lot of other people are calling.
I'm glad I called, too.
Thank you very, very much. Now we have other people who are calling. Hopefully they are colonic patients. Let's go to Steve. Hello, Steve. How are you?
I've never had a colonic, Frank.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Okay.
I know. Only. Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Has this ever happened to you? You're arguing with somebody about something like a celebrity or some wealthy person said, and the person you're arguing with says to you, well, they've got a lot more money than you'll ever have. And you realize, damn it. Now I'm completely shut down. I've got no argument whatsoever because they will have more money than I will ever have. But, you know, in my case, Frank, that's true of just about everyone else.
Yeah, but that doesn't make the person right that has the money.
But that's what they tell you.
Yeah, well, I know what you're talking about, and they act like, well, they got a lot more money than you do. Like, because of that, they must be smarter than you.
That's right. And you're completely shut down. That's it.
Hey, Kim Kardashian has a lot of money, and she can't do anything. And she's stupid. And Paris Hilton's stupid, and she's got a lot of money.
But they've got a lot more money than we'll ever have.
Well, that's a fact.
That's right.
That's a fact. We either didn't do something, we did something wrong, or we just didn't do something right, one or the other.
Or we're just idiots.
I guess.
And we can't put up a good argument because...
because we don't have the kind of money they do.
That's right.
That's a good point. All right, Steve, go get a colonic.
I would feel a lot better, probably. I wouldn't be so crabby.
Yeah, or crabby.
Me too. Thank you, Steve.
All right.
Hey, here, I see it right here. It says the therapist usually looks at the... It says the warm filter water is slowly released into the colon, and then the water causes the muscles of the colon to contract, called peristalsis. And then peristalsis pushes the feces out through the hose to be disposed in a closed waste system. But it says the therapist usually looks at the feces through the clear hose and may comment on the color.
So no, thanks.
It looks like the therapist wants to see what's coming out of you.
Well, that's a sick therapist. That's a sick
well, that's
thing.
Their job.
Let's go to Ken. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Let me just check for a second. Doing great.
Good. Yesterday, you were talking about that TV show Cheaters.
Yes.
And I recall a story. I don't remember what year it was, but he was stabbed by someone when he was confronting them on the show.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I think I remember seeing that episode.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now you got a reality TV show.
Yeah, but I just didn't know if you were aware of that, so...
I'm only aware of one show. I just found this show 3 days ago, and I've only seen the one, so no, I didn't know about that. But I like the idea of the show. It seems kind of dangerous to me.
Yeah, but I just remembered after you talking about it that he was stabbed a few years ago. Doing the confrontation, so
now not was the host stabbed or the guy who
yes,
was
no the host was stabbed.
Whoa! Now I got to really watch it. I appreciate it.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You, Ken. And off to Jim. Look at these phones. Good grief! One of the Jims is gone. Let's go to the other Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey guys, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. A couple things to comment. If you were to get that, Frank, there would be no more show.
Why you say that?
Because everything.
Oh, I get it. Because I'm full of, yeah. And that would be gone. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, and actually I've known several people that have done it and do coffee enemas, and it's not really a big deal.
And not a big deal in
well,
terms
in
of...
In your case, it's a big, big deal.
Yeah, okay, you made that clear.
Wow.
Yeah, you that's twice now. That's two. When you say not a big deal, it's just not uncomfortable or a horrible thing to go through.
Well,
do they swear by it? Like, oh, it changed my life. I feel so much better and all that.
Well,
stuff.
They don't. I mean, it's varying degrees. It's like acupuncture, for example. You know, it's like either love it or not.
Yeah, I think I may pass on this one, so to speak.
Thank
you, Jim.
I've heard of the coffee enemas. Yeah,
let's go to Lorraine. I don't get the coffee enema thing. Hello,
hi.
Lorraine. How are you?
Hi, I'm AM in the PM.
That's the way everybody should be. How can
What's
we help
the good thing with people loving enemas? I can't get on.
No,
that.
I don't get it either. It's actually a fetish for some people. It's a turn on.
I wouldn't. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, that was if you had a fever, your mom always gave you an enema, and it used to cramp me. And I used to think, who would end up?
No, and I'm with you. I have not had one since I was a little child, and I remember it as a horrible, horrible experience.
Oh yeah, you get this cramp in your belly. It's
terrible.
It's torture, and I say, why would anybody want to do anything like that? I couldn't get a thrill out of that.
There's some sick weirdos in the world.
Yep, I guess there is. Well, what is it for? To make you lose weight or something? Is that why they?
Well, the health freaks think that it cleans you of toxins.
There's impacted.
Yeah, and
stuff
it gets rid of impacted whatever. I think it's extremist stuff.
That,
I think your body. Your body naturally will, you know, get rid of whatever it's supposed to get rid of. I just think it's, for the most part, kind of nutty people. That's
yeah,
my,
me too.
That's my opinion. Lorraine, you have a wonderful voice.
Oh, thank you.
You have a very nice voice. Thank you for
thank
calling.
You. Okay, bye-bye.
Calling at any time. Bye-bye. She's very pleasant. Mm-hmm. You know how you talk to some people and you know that they're probably just nice, pleasant people? And you talk to other people and you immediately go, jerk. She was pleasant. One more and we'll take a break. That would be Dean. Hello, Dean.
Hey, Frank, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. You was talking about Cheaters yesterday, and I heard the person calling just a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joey Greco is a host, and he did get stabbed, and they were out on a pontoon boat when it hit.
Now, is he the guy with the slick back hair?
Yeah, he's the main guy that does it. And there's another guy that fills in on some other shows for him sometimes.
He's not as good, though.
No, he's not as good. And one other thing, Frank, are you familiar with G4 Network?
Yes.
It's on there every morning from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock. They show 4 episodes.
I don't get up till 10.
You don't? Okay, well then...
I'm kidding. I'm sort of kidding, but I'm sort of not kidding. I cannot get up in the morning. I wish I could. I'd love to be one of these up at 6 o'clock people, but that's good to know. Although, that show is not the kind of show that to me would be fun to watch in the morning. That's the kind of show you want to watch at night. I don't know why, but you think of cheating and you think of night, hotel, motel, surveillance, night cam, you know. So yeah. it wouldn't be the same.
And there's also an episode where they go through the whole thing of the guy hasn't followed his wife and everything. And then they go to confront her.
Yeah.
And she happens to be in his father's car that he left him, who passed away, which is a real nice old Chevy 2 Nova. You remember them?
Sure.
They were in that, in the back seat. And when Joey Greco told the guy about it, he's in this big four-wheel drive pickup truck with dualies on the back. He butts up against the Nova and pushes it in the water.
Oh. I love this show. Right.
It's a great show. There's a whole bunch of them that are really good, so you gotta check into them, Frank.
I'll do it.
And the show's probably been on, I'm going to say, probably 10 years, if not more than that.
Hey,
Ten.
I'm slow.
Okay,
I just found it. Thank you, Dean. I'd like to sneak one more in here. We got time. We got the Wood Report next hour, but this hour we're pretty clear. Let's get Mike. Is he next?
Yes.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm AM. I'm AM in the PM.
All right, second time. Second time.
Hey, is that why the early colonists were such clear thinkers and formed our country? The early colonists.
Yeah. No. Oh, see what he's trying to do.
And the 13 colonies.
He's trying to make a colonist colony joke.
And it's kind of gross. They eat a lot of corn, though. So that's not good.
See, yeah. Mike, this is not working, Mike.
Comedy's hard.
It's really hard. You've just
I'll
proven
leave it to
it.
Professionals.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Oh,
that's pretty funny.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're dark haired blonde. You would think that was funny. We have to take a break, and we'll come back. We have Burke segment stuff. We'll share that with you. I will give you the phone numbers, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. A lot of people who kept their homes that were thinking of selling their homes, and, you know, I'm not screwing up the economy by saying this. I'm just stating a fact of something that's already happened. I would like anybody else like to see home sales pick up. I'd like to see home construction pick up. But it's a fact that a lot of people decided, hey, we'll stick with our house. And so then they thought, well, what we'll do is we'll make it as new as we can. And the biggest part of that, and probably the number one thing you can do to make an older house seem newer, is completely remodel the kitchen. And I start with the kitchen because that, to me, is the number one focus. That's where people don't congregate in the bathroom. The bathroom, it's nice to have a nice bathroom, but they congregate in the kitchen. So you start with the kitchen. And then the other thing you can do, and these are the things that people, women especially, look at the hardest when they're looking at a house, is the kitchen and the bathrooms. Oh, man, they take a lot of time in that kitchen and bathroom. They may kind of, you know, they'll spend more time in the closet, looking at the closet of the bedroom, than they will the bedroom. Ooh, what a nice walk-in closet. You know what that's about? Shoes. That's all about, will I have a place to put all my shoes? Other than that, we're talking kitchen, bathrooms, and now home entertainment rooms. And the home entertainment room, it wasn't as big a deal even 10 years ago to update that as it is now, because in the last few years you got all these flat screen televisions, and then you have all these old cases and cabinets and rooms that were literally built to encase this bulky monster old television. You don't have those now, so it's time to redo the home entertainment room, and we have the company for all this, Thompson Price. Thompson Price is not a partner with anybody else. They're not part of anybody else's company. It's not something and Thompson. It's just Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, and home. I'm going to tell you where their showroom is. Now, you can go online and look at some of their stuff, too. But even if you looked at that and you went in their showroom, you've looked at a teeny tiny percentage of the possibilities that exist. Because you're going to have ideas. They're going to be ideas you've seen in magazines. You share all that with them, and then they're going to ask you a whole bunch of questions. Because the great thing about Thompson Price is it's a process. And it's a pretty comprehensive process, the way it really should be. If somebody comes to remodel your kitchen and they ask you three or four questions and say, we can start Thursday, you don't want that person. There's way too much to consider. Because you can't just think about what's it going to look like when we finish in 3-4 weeks. You have to think about what's it going to look like in 10 years. Is it still going to be amazing in 10, 15 years? This is why you want Thompson Price. Start here. Start with this website, thompsonprice.com, and all the information is there, including where the showroom is, and I will tell you that it's on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, on the north side of the street next to McAllister's Deli in the same shopping center with TJ Maxx. They do great work. ThompsonPrice.com.
With a look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, things are pretty quiet on the highways, but in your neck of the woods, or at least the place where you hang out up at Creepcore Lake, we just got a call that there's a couple overturned boaters out there, so they just called EMS out to Creepcore Lake. Everything else is running pretty well on the highways. They've just cleared an earlier stall that actually a tractor-trailer had lost its load northbound 55 after Park, so things should be moving pretty normal there. Southbound 270, just a little slow now as you approach Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by REMAX. New opportunities, new zip code for all the things that move you. They can help. Find an agent near you at REMAX.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like getting up real early without feeling like you're getting up early. Farmer Dave Schumacher, weekday mornings at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Recently here at KTRS, we redid our office space, and a special thanks to Facility Services Group for designing our new office space. They got rid of the old ratty cubicles and brought in brand new cubicles, and they fit with our current technology of all the data and internet access. They work with quality pre-owned products, 8 or better on a scale of 1 to 10. Also, it was free design and layout when they did our office furniture. If your company is growing and you need to expand, or you want to get rid of the old ratty cubicles and get some new ones, Facility Services Group. Call them at 314-282-4441 and ask how they can help you save money, time, and aggravation. And go to KTRS.com and you can see a time-lapse video to see what they did to our offices. FacilityServicesNow.com or 314-282-4441. If you're looking for new cubicles and new office space, Facility Services Group or KTRS.com.
Three strikeouts for Westbrook.
Fans, this is Jake Westbrook from your world champion Cardinals. On Saturday, April 28th, we face the Milwaukee Brewers. That day, you can take home the championship clubhouse hat.
Strikeout is number 5 for Westbrook.
The clubhouse hat is presented by New Era. This year, we're going for 12-12. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
He's at the track. He has it, and the Cardinals are world champions for 2011. They came from nowhere. Grand slam home run for John Mabry, and the Cardinals lead it.
Fans, this is John Mabry, a former player, current coach with the St. Louis Cardinals. On Sunday, April 29th, we face the Milwaukee Brewers. All fans will receive a 6.5-inch tall replica of the World Series trophy. This special day is presented by Tickets.com. After the game, kids can run the bases on the field. It all takes place Sunday, April 29th. Take home the trophy and take in a game. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction, and installing Atrium vinyl replacement windows is an investment that can begin to pay dividends right away. You can save up to 30% or more on your home's heating and cooling costs and add equity and value by upgrading its looks and energy efficiency. If you'd like to get a bid on Atrium vinyl replacement windows, call Lane House Construction at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000.
Are you looking for your perfect match?
End your search by finding yours at Brant & Sons Ace Hardware. Stop by Brant & Sons Ace Hardware on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights to get your perfect color from the new Clark & Kensington Paint and Primer in One.
To help you find your soul paint.
During the It's Time to Get Painting sale at Brant & Sons Ace Hardware on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights. The helpful place.
Problem, you're sneezing, wheezing, it's dusty, yuck. Think you can have a clean, healthy home with a portable air purifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air Cleaner, you'll capture teensy tiny particles in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it and, it's clean, it's healthy. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Chesterfield Service, serving West St. Louis County and St. Charles County, or visit ChesterfieldService.com.
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment, and during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now is that perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the Certified Pre-Owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services limited term financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
Receive an extra $1,000 off your new Nissan purchase when you trade in your current vehicle now at West County Nissan. Plus, get $5,000 off Altimas or lease one for just $189 per month. Muranos, $8,000 off or $299 per month. And Maximas, $8,500 off or just $279 per month. West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. In lieu of all rebates and incentives, financing through NMAC on in-stock units only. 39-month lease, DTL included, $12,000 per year miles. Pricing per month, $29.95 down.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
People are strange when Tom. You're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets
are unwanted. Seriously, my favorite Doors song.
When you're strange. When you're strange. Faces come out of the rain. When you're strange. No one remembers your name.
That's right, no one remembers your name. I disagree, though. I think if you're really strange, everybody remembers your name.
Yeah.
That's why they remember your name, because you're strange. Burke segment, better late than never. Do we have anything?
Yes.
I give you the lady who in mere moments will be, well, minutes, will be the host of the Wood Report, Tina Dalpiez.
Thank you. Well, my son, Danny, graduated from the School of Infantry today at Camp Pendleton.
Simplify. Nice. Simplify.
And he made Lance Corporal.
Wow.
Ooh. He said like only four or five guys were promoted to Lance Corporal out of 220, and he was one of them. And he is at the airport now waiting for his plane to North Carolina to take him to Camp Lejeune. But his plane doesn't leave till like 10-something tonight. So they just drop him off at the airport, and they
wait
the entire day.
Do and they have any kind of USO at the airport where he is?
Yeah, they do. But he said because of the time change, he won't get in until like 6-something in the morning. So,
oh.
What a long day.
I said, well,
maybe they'll let you sleep. And he's like, ah, that's really funny.
You don't know the Marines, Mom.
Yeah, they'll be expecting him to work as soon as he gets off that plane.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
Lance Corporal. That's good. Anything else?
Well, just a little funny thing. You know how, sometimes...
We'll be the judge of whether...
You know, sometimes, like, your wife will say something funny, or
no.
I'll say something...
My wife has never said anything funny. She said really dumb things.
Well, you know, I hang out with this group of girls that I've been hanging with for years, and I guess sometimes we're kind of alike, because my friend Carol, we were at her house Friday night.
She has big breasts, too?
Yes, she does. And
you guys don't sync up, do you? You're not that close, are you?
I don't. Half of us don't even do it anymore. But she made these chicken wings, and she was telling us how she made them. And she said, "How do they taste?" And they were really good. She's like, "Well, I make them with butter, soy sauce, and pancake sauce."
Pancake sauce,
syrup.
Pancake sauce. That's what my friend
said to her. He's like, pancake sauce. She's like, yeah. He's like, you mean syrup?
Syrup.
She's like, yeah.
I've never heard it
called.
She called
it pancake sauce.
Huh?
So there you go.
I made up an expression one time. To each his own.
Yeah. That's right.
Or her own.
Okay, her own.
And that was
good.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, speaking of pancakes, is there anything better than good pancakes?
I haven't had.
They have to be
so
really hot.
They do need to be hot.
Yeah.
And there's a perfect, I don't know what to call it, degree of doneness. Like, you don't want it to be uncooked in the middle, but there's that point where you waited 5 seconds too long, and it's kind of brown and burned.
Dried up,
Too late. You got to grab it just when it's that fluffy, perfect package.
And I don't do butter anymore. I just put some syrup on
there. Oh, you got to load it with butter.
No, and then I put the syrup on the side mostly because then you can just dunk it instead of having it get all squishy.
No, you got to sop it.
Soak it in there.
It gets all mush.
Here's the other thing. I had the other day, and I hadn't had one forever. I had a big old Belgian waffle.
Oh, I love those.
Oh my! Here's the deal. Somebody was smart enough to think of little syrup squares, so it would
holds it all in.
Oh, gobs of syrup
and butter too.
You
butter
bet.
Fits right in those holes.
You bet.
Oh. Butter. There's something about a Belgian waffle.
It's they great. Get cold really easily too, though.
Nope. No, they do. That's why you got to scarf them down.
That's why we eat fast.
Anybody else? Any Burke segments?
Up? I do.
All right.
Speaking of
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Speaking of breakfast food
You're
and everything,
welcome.
I took my daughter Alyssa. We went out to eat the breakfast the other morning, and
good story.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm not finished yet. There's this family came in. The mother came in, and she had three kids with her. One of them was dressed up. One of them was a little girl dressed up in a Snow White outfit. And the other one was, I guess he was probably 13, maybe 14 years old. And then there was another kid there. And this kid had just kind of shorts on, and his hair was pulled back in this ponytail. Its hair was fairly long, pulled back in a ponytail, and looked just like a little girl.
Maybe they were some goofy religious sect or something.
I don't know, but the waitress came up, and so we could hear all this because they're sitting right next to us. And the waitress comes up, and she says, "And you, young lady, are you Snow White?" And she says, "Yeah, I'm Snow White." And then she takes the order from the mom and then the other boy, the teenager. And then she goes, "And you, little lady, what would you like?" And the mom goes, "He's a boy." And she goes, "Oh, my God, I am so sorry. I am so sorry." And she goes, so then the mom proceeds to explain why this kid's hair is up. And I looked over, and it looked just like a girl. He looked
like
just
a girl going to the prom?
Yeah, just like a little girl with his hair all up. And she says, "Well, we're donating his hair to Locks of Love, and I shaved the back of his, like his neck and the back of his hair, so he has this ponytail that's sticking up, and it looked just like a little girl." This waitress apologized. I don't know, the whole time we were there, she kept apologizing.
You know, you can over-apologize.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She did.
At a point, I've seen people whose kids, you couldn't tell what sex they were. And if you say, "And how's the little girl doing?" They go, "It's just boy." You want to go, "Well, then, why do you, have you got him dressed like a little girl? I mean, he looks like a girl. Sorry, but he looks like a girl."
I know, and he did. This little kid looked just like a girl.
Yeah.
But the waitress she felt like she was crawling under the counter.
Yeah, some things you don't need to feel bad about. It's one thing if you say, "When's the baby due?" and it's just a fat gal. You know, she's not. That's different.
Man.
That's totally different than a
that's
kid that everybody thinks is a girl, and you say, "How's your daughter doing here?" That's not your fault. It's their fault.
And then there's my wife Debbie. Her stepdad, his name is George. There's a scam going around now for senior citizens, and someone called to try and scam them. This guy called. They call up and they go, "Grandpa," and he has
no. This is old. This has been going around for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
and they hope they'll think it's their grandchild.
Yeah,
they need money and they are in trouble.
He was stuck in, and he says, and the guy sounded kind of like his grandson Charlie, who's also in the service, and he said, "I'm stuck in a Venezuelan jail. Can you send money?" And he said, "What?" And he thought for a second, and then he says, "You know what? You're going to have to call your dad." So, and then the guy calls back, and he goes, "Grandpa, it's Charlie. I can't get a hold of my dad. Can you?" And then he figured it out, and he told the guy to go to hell.
I've heard that a couple times. Yeah.
Here's the sad thing about that, though. If a person is older, and the grandchild would be, because the person is 85 or 90, then the kid could be 30.
Yeah.
They don't hear well. My dad is almost completely deaf now. And they don't hear well. And as soon as they hear "Grandpa," and when the older person says, "Jason," now you've given them the name.
Mm-hmm.
And now the guy, all he has to do is go, "Yeah, it's your grandson, Jason." "Well, Jason, what's going on?" And then they just take it from there. Those people should all burn in hell that do that.
I know.
If you're going to rob somebody or take advantage of somebody, it goes back to the old pick on somebody your own size. Don't make it somebody so frail and vulnerable. You got big ones? Let me see you pull that on somebody who's 35 and a bodybuilder or something and can hear and see and has the ability to beat you to a pulp when they find out what you're doing. Did you see that story this morning of that armored car guy who shot his partner and drove off with the money in the armored car?
No.
Yeah, it was just this morning. He was a guard, and he shoots his partner, and then just takes off with the money, $2 million.
Wow.
You never know.
Man.
Hey, speaking of crazy, I'm sorry, you have more?
No, that was it.
Anybody else, Peon?
No.
Speaking of crazy people, now here's something for you to think about. This nut in Oslo, this Anders Behring Breivik, the guy that went nuts and killed all those kids at that camp.
Right.
Okay. He killed 77 people in all. Think about this. This guy is fighting the court's attempt to prove that he's insane. And he is refusing. He's actually working toward whatever it takes for attorneys to do to get this possible insanity label removed so that he can be tried, because he says, I don't want to spend the rest of my life in an insane asylum. I'm not insane. I knew what I was doing. I meant to kill him, and I'd kill him again. Now, your first reaction to that is, fine, put him to death. But then you think, wait a minute, maybe this guy is so clever that he wants to be put in a mental institution, because you know that's got to be maybe better than prison. He's playing them. Because my reaction would be, I'm going to do to this guy whatever he doesn't want.
Yeah.
If he doesn't want to go in an insane asylum, then by golly, that's exactly where we're going to put him. And maybe that's what he really wants. See, that's the problem with a guy like this. He plays you. So here's my idea of what you do with a guy like this. You know he killed these kids. There is not going to be one of these, well, DNA testing later proved him to be innocent. Not going to happen. He killed him. You don't put him in an insane asylum. You don't put him in prison. And you don't do the go to sleep with lethal injection. You torture him. You torture him to the point that he screams to be killed. I know that sounds horrible, but it's not. You blow his kneecaps out while he's awake. You pull his eyeballs out while he's awake and feed them to him. I'm telling you, I'm a sadistic you-know-what when it comes to what to do with people like this. And that's my solution. Because there's nobody who would ever want to be tortured. I don't care who they are. Suicide bombers, they're not tortured. They just blow up. It's over. Nobody wants to be tortured. So you do the one thing that you know he couldn't possibly want, and that is screaming horrible torture, and you make it last as long as it can until you finally chop his head off. That's what you do with a guy like this. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Some of you will think I'm crazy, but I'm not. I got no time for a guy who goes to a camp during the day and guns down and blows up and kills 77 people, mostly kids. All right. We're looking right now at 77, still a little warm. For some people, this is not air conditioner weather. For wusses like me, it is. I like it really cool.
My neighbors have to have their air on right when it starts getting a little warm because everyone in their home has allergies. Yeah.
My younger son can barely step outside. He has it so badly. My point, of course, is who you're going to get to take care of your heating and cooling. Now, we're going to have, my prediction is, and I'm no meteorologist, but we're going to have some real goofy, crazy weather coming. It's going to be up and down and cool and hot and rain and storms and whatever. And your system's going to get a workout, your heating and cooling system. It just is. Is it up to it? You don't know. I don't know. Matheny knows. Matheny Heating and Cooling will know. They've done this for a long time. In fact, 70 years this year. And we're all alike in this respect. Something happens, and then you run around and you try to find, oh my goodness, who are we going to call? And you call friends. You go, who did you use to do? You're frantic, and you don't have to do that anymore, because once you have Matheny out, my guess is you'll never again wonder who to call to install a brand new system or to service the system you have, no matter how big, how small, what brand, commercial, residential. If you're in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, we have your heating and cooling company. It is Matheny Heating and Cooling. 314-727-9000. Celebrating 70 years in business this year, Matheny Heating and Cooling.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, they were in the process of getting ready to pick up the work on westbound 44 near Southwest and Jamison, and they had traffic backed up. Only two right lanes were down, but they had traffic backed up to Hampton. Looks like on westbound 40 now, you're starting to slow a little bit west of Hampton through McCausland. Then it's going to be heavy again from 270 through Mason. Southbound 270, it seems like it's just busy on your way from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by the Kia Forte, the uncompromising compact. To learn more about the 2012 Kia Forte, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details. That's mykiastlouis.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I love watching those home improvement shows, and they always show the homeowner installing hardwood floors. Why? It's inexpensive, the homeowner can do it themselves, and it adds great value to the home. Are you looking to install hardwood floors? Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is the first place to go. Direct from the factory, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. They have three locations in Manchester, St. Peter's, and in Crestwood. They've got a great selection of colors and styles. If you can dream it, they can get it. Now, have you ever installed a hardwood floor? That's okay. Don't worry. They have installation classes and tool rentals. They'll show you everything you need to know. If you don't want to do it yourself, that's okay. They'll find a qualified installer for you. Either way, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors will save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. 314-730-3100. That's 314-730-3100 or boardwalkhardwood.com for new hardwood floors direct from the factory. It's Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Whoa, there, Leadfoot. Where do you think you are, friend? You're not on a racetrack. You're in a work zone. I'm Beryl Bob, your work zone watchdog. I don't want anybody to get hurt out here, so keep your speed down and don't try crawling up anyone's tailpipe. After all, the folks in these work zones are improving your roads.
Be alert, wear your safety device, your seatbelt, and always slow down in a work zone. Find Beryl Bob on Facebook or learn more at MoDOT.org.
But not while you're driving.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
From ABC.